Where the foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, has discussed the latest developments in Iraq with his counterparts, as well as international figures. Now, in a phone conversation with UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, Zarif warned of the threat of Tekfiri militants. He also stressed the UN's responsibility to effectively support the Iraqi government and nation in confronting terrorism. And in separate phone conversations with foreign ministers of Turkey, Qatar, and the UAE, the Iranian minister reiterated the need for unity among Muslims, as well as joint and coordinated actions in fighting against terrorism. Meanwhile, the Iraqi army has stepped up its military operation against a militant group calling itself the Islamic State of Iraq in Levant. Reports say Al-Qaeda-linked militants have captured two areas of the Yala province, northeast of the capital, Baghdad. Our parliament has failed to reach a quorum for an emergency meeting to address the situation, but officials are urging talks to deal with the crisis. More in this report.
The Iraqi army has launched a major operation against the Takfiri militants in northern regions. This footage shows airstrikes launched by the Air Force on the militants' gathering sites in the city of Tikrit in Salahuddin province. The army has also engaged in fierce clashes with the militants in the northern villages of the city, killing a number of them. And Kurdish Peshmerga forces have brought the northern city of Kirkuk under their full control.
We have moved towards all the former positions of the 12th Brigade. Now the Peshmerga forces have taken their positions for a full defense. We have all the plans for the defense of the city of Kirkuk.
A large number of Iraqi volunteers have also joined the army to prevent Takfiri militants from making further gains. The popular mobilization comes after the ISIL forces threatened to attack the holy Shia cities of Najaf and Karbala. Sunni communities in the country have also been targeted by the ISIL. Consequently, Foreign Minister called on all tribal and political leaders to deal with the ISIL threat.
This could force the Iraqi leaders, in fact, I hope, to come together to look at this serious mortal threat to the country, because this has been one of the most serious threats really we have faced over the last several years.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has also urged Muslims to stop tribal and ethnic conflicts through vigilance. He also said Tehran will not tolerate violence and terror in the region and across the world.
Today, we are unfortunately witnessing violence, murder, terror, and displacement everywhere across the region. For our part, the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran will not tolerate such violence and terror, and as we announced in the United Nations, we will combat violence, extremism, and terrorism in the region and the world.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington is looking for all options regarding the crisis in Iraq.
In our consultations with the Iraqis, there will be some short-term, immediate things that need to be done militarily, and you know, our national security team is looking at all the options.
But many blame the U.S. administration's foreign policy for the current mess in Iraq. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says ISIL attacks on Iraqi cities show the total failure of the U.S.-led invasion of the country in 2003. It's also widely believed that Washington is supporting the same group of insurgents in Iraq's war-torn neighbor, Syria. The insurgents, who are funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, could also pose a serious threat to the whole Middle East region. But for now, it's Iraqi Shias and Sunnis who are bearing the brunt of the insurgency.